And welcome back, everybody, to School Spirit here on the Armor of God Catholic Radio Network. I appreciate everybody joining us today. Got a very special program lined up for y'all today. We are here at Holy Trinity High School, and we're going to talk about one of the heroes of our campus here. We've got a couple of seniors, Miss Lily Ebers and Mr. Wesley Carriger. Also joining us is Jeanette Campion. Mm-hmm. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Some of y'all that are familiar with high school will know about the story that we're going to tell today. For many of you, I suspect that this is a new topic. We are going to keep this level-headed as we possibly can, and you'll have to just allow for the emotions as we get through today's show. So we're going to talk a little bit today about the legacy of young Adam Campion. And again, many of you will know the story or the circumstances that surround our conversation, which is really, again, going to be about Adam's legacy and what the seniors here at Holy Trinity are doing. See, it's already started. To remember a classmate. And that's, to me, it's an incredible story. You guys should be very proud of what you're doing. And I think at the end of the show, so will everybody else be proud of what you guys are doing. So, Ms. Lily, why don't you start? Just give us a little thumbnail introduction to everybody that's listening today.
Well, it was our senior year, and it wasn't only our senior year, it was also Adam's senior year, so.
How long have you been going to school here the whole time now, at the high school?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And started your Catholic school education at St. Mary's in junior high, is that right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, good. You want to talk a little bit about what it was like to transition from public school to Catholic school? How was that easy or was that hard?
It was actually pretty easy.
Okay.
You're
a smart girl. That made it helpful, right?
A little bit. Yeah. I was pretty nervous going into it, though. Uh-huh. But everyone was very welcoming.
Why were you so nervous, do you think?
I assumed it was going to be like extremely strict.
Really? Okay.
It was a lot less strict than I expected.
Nuns cracking rulers on knuckles and things like that.
No. None of that.
Well, good. All right, and Wesley, a little bit of introduction from you.
Yes, I've been going to Catholic school pretty much my entire life now, and especially during my time at HT, I've had more of a conversion, mm-hmm. and I think this has led me to really want to, I guess, remember Adam as mm-hmm. much as possible.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get into all that. Plans for college yet? Either one of you have plans for college?
I'm wanting to go to UMHB.
And do what?
Major in art.
Really? Any particular field or just in general?
Like art education.
Okay.
So to become an art teacher.
Are you a painter, sculptor, artist?
I like to paint and do digital art.
Really? Okay. That's interesting. Wesley, how about you?
Yes, I'm going to the University of Oklahoma.
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
And I plan to maybe study computer science,
okay.
If not psychology.
Why are you going north of the Red River?
It's a family thing.
It's a family thing. I should have known. Okay, see, I'm a graduate of the University of Texas.
My apologies.
Yeah, but Hook'em, we won this year, so that's what matters. Jeanette, please introduce yourself to our listeners.
I am Jeanette Compion. I am Adam's mom. Adam has been with Wesley since they were basically in pre-K 3 all.
Really? Wow.
Yes, elementary school, even up into high school. And then he met Lily in 8th grade.
Okay. So. And how many of your other classmates were with Adam since pre-K? Do you know off the top of your head?
I think only two.
Okay, you and...
Or three.
Okay,
yeah. That's an amazing... That right there, just to me, is an amazing, amazing idea that there's a group, a core of you guys and gals that have been through school your entire life.
Yes.
You know, I was a teacher's kid, and so we moved every 3 or 4 or 5 years. So I probably went to a half dozen schools from kindergarten to my senior year in high school. So the idea of being in one school, you know, or having one group of classmates for all 12 years is just, it's completely foreign to me. So anyway, okay. So I want to, we kind of got to sort set the stage here. So without getting into a whole lot of great details, many of you know that Adam was involved in a car accident on the way to school. Is that right? Yep.
On the way home. Sorry.
On the way home. Okay. I stand corrected. So Adam was involved in an accident on the way home from school. He and his grandmother. Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord, his grandmother.
She's
doing really good.
Yes.
Unfortunately, again, as many of you know, Adam remains in a coma. He continues to be swarmed
with
prayers from, I'm sure, the entirety of the Holy Trinity family and probably the entirety of the St. Mary's family
community as
well.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we're not here to talk about that necessarily, but what we want to talk about is what the school and the senior class here are doing to kind of keep Adam active, right? And keep him involved, continue him being a part of your senior class as you get ready to move about, because many of you are going your own separate ways. And that's so Lily, kind of let's start with you. And because I understand it, you were kind of the genesis of this idea. So where and when did it strike you? I'm burying the lead here, so I don't want to tell about what you're doing, but just the idea that you wanted to do something for Adam. When did that strike you?
I think it was kind of towards the beginning of my senior year.
Okay.
We were thinking just
something to remember Adam. Is that
kind of remember Adam by?
Yeah.
We were thinking a tree would be, mm-hmm. you know, something sturdy and that would last a long time.
Did you guys have other ideas, or was the tree the first thing that you kind of thought about?
The tree was actually the first thing.
Really? Okay. That's the power of the Holy Spirit right there. So you got this idea and you went to mom and dad with it. What was their reaction to that idea?
They were immediately on board with it and thought it was a good idea.
Okay. They didn't question anything or have any doubts at all?
Not really, no.
Okay. So mom and dad kind of blessed off on the idea, and then you went and talked to Wesley and the rest of your classmates. Let me back up. How many are in your class?
14?
14.
Okay. So did you talk to everybody at once, or did you talk to just a handful of people at first?
Well, the first person I talked to was Mrs. Rockwood.
Okay. And what was her reaction?
She thought it was a really good idea and immediately started planning on how we were going to raise the money.
You put a machine in motion there, didn't you? then when you got ready to talk to your classmates, did you talk to them as a group as well, or in a couple of individuals at a time?
I talked to a couple of my friends about it.
Mm-hmm. And what was their reaction?
They were also on board.
Yeah. Nobody thought it was a bad idea or anything? Nobody really questioned it?
No, not really.
Okay. Wesley, how did you find out about this idea?
We were in theology class, and Mrs. Rockwood went up to the front and started talking about this great idea to plant a tree to remember Adam by. Mm-hmm. And I just remember being struck by this because for the longest time I'd been wanting to just make some sort of way to show Adam that we remember him and that we love him. And when I heard about this, I just knew it was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. So the whole senior class was just like that on board with the idea. Is that fair to say?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. So, did Miss Rockwood give y'all any kind of instructions or guidance on how to talk to Miss Jeanette and the rest of the family, or how did that go about? Do you remember?
Well, I think Mrs. Rockwood mentioned something about it to mm-hmm. Mrs. Compion, mm-hmm. but when it really came about was during our senior retreat, when she came and talked to us all about mm-hmm. the importance of all of this mm-hmm. and just how much of an impact this would have on their family.
Yeah. And so your senior retreat was when?
A couple months ago.
Yeah, right at the start of the school year?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And where did y'all go? Or you just stayed here? And
we went to Cedar Break.
Cedar Break, okay. Was that 1 day, 2 days, 10 days? How long was that?
It was 2 days.
2 days. And did y'all spend the night over there?
Yes.
So it really, truly was a retreat. And so what's the purpose of that retreat? What's the purpose of that?
It was pretty much just to like bring us closer to each other and to God.
Mm-hmm. So and throughout the course of that couple of days, you guys had presentations from other folks, and who all was there? Do you remember? Priests or teachers?
We had a priest there.
A priest, mm-hmm. yes.
Do you remember which priest it was?
No, I don't think so.
Was it Father Harry Dean?
It wasn't Father Harry.
No. Okay.
But he did say Mass.
Okay, good. So really it was just kind of an opportunity for you guys to kind of grow as classmates, recognizing that that this is kind of your last year together, and many of you are going to go separate ways, and really just kind of, like you said, to draw closer to God. Now, Miss Compion, I guess mm-hmm. you came and spoke to the class at the retreat, is that?
I did. Yeah. Miss Rockwood had sent me a text message saying, hey, the class has this idea for Adam, mm-hmm. and we want to talk to you about it, about planting the tree. At the same time, she had invited me to the seniors' retreat. Mm-hmm. She had asked if I wanted to go and speak to them, and I had all sorts of emotions, because even that day when I went to go speak to them, what I thought I was going to go talk about was a little bit different than what ended up happening. I know she had mentioned, hey, just kind of your faith. We'll talk about your faith and how kind of leading up to it, I guess, in a sense. And in the end, I remember just being so nervous, because I'm like, how am I about to talk to these kids on like being a Christian and just like keeping our Catholic faith and the like, I was thinking more of the do's and what not to do's.
Sure.
I was like, I am a sinner through and through every day, yeah. just like everybody else.
Amen.
I'm like, I am not, for me, I'm like, I'm not the role model to be telling them, hey, you should be doing this.
Yeah.
But in the end, it was more, we had more of a kind of sit down and we got to just talk with each other, which was a lot nicer. I know with Miss Rockwood too, she had some experiences go on, and so she helped me with mm-hmm. this. And, it was nice just being able to talk with the kids. I know everything happened so fast from December 15th to now. I know that they probably had a lot of unanswered questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of wanted to reassure them at that time, too, that Adam's okay.
Yeah.
We're okay.
Yeah.
And because of their thoughts and their prayers and our whole community's thoughts and prayers, we are doing good. We really are.
Mm-hmm.
So just being there with the class that day and just receiving the news of all this was more than I can even expect. Mm-hmm. So
what was your reaction when you heard this idea of what they were trying to put together, this idea of a tree?
So literally, because I'd even told them, I was excited for the tree in the aspect of they're thinking about him, like, mm-hmm. They really are. They are, like, they have not forgotten about my son. I mean, for me, it's like they're teenagers. They have school. They got friends right now to worry about. They got college, and like, just to kind of remember my son and that was kind of a big thing for me.
Yeah. They're all getting pulled in a thousand different ways, yeah.
and yet they still remembered Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard the news, it was just so touching. But at the same time, for me at that time, at one point I looked at it kind of negative because I'm like, but Adam's not gone.
Yeah.
Why are we going to plant a tree? Because I'm like, then that's kind of saying that, hey, this...
Memorializing.
Yes, yeah, memorializing. Right. Yeah. And I was just like, but that's not it either.
Mm-hmm.
So I had talked to a friend and they had mentioned to me, they're like, no, Jeanette, just think of it. It's more, I guess, like in their town, they had a statue to honor so-and-so. And here's this to honor. Like mm-hmm. they do statues, they do trees to honor people. They're like, that's what they're doing. They're on. And then, so that did it. It eased my heart a little bit more because it is true. It's like Adam has been a part of this group since pre-K 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, so yeah, the kids need that piece to be like, hey, they can always, and of course they're about to all venture off in their own mm-hmm. colleges and whatever that they do, whether they go into the army or to become great people. I was like, but they can always come back to a centralized location to say, hey, Adam, this is home because this is where we were with Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So as I looked at it more on the positive side of that, man, I was just like, no, I was like, this is a good thing at the end of the day, because they still remember Adam and they include Adam in everything. And so it does, it fills my heart even more. And I know, Adam would probably be like, why are y'all doing that? But at the same time, he'd be so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
We are all so grateful. When I told my mom about it, she was just so surprised and she was so excited at the same time. And right shortly after, I'll get off topic on that one. But
go ahead.
No, shortly after what she had seen, what happened, she even her, she's kind of, it touched her. So
that's great.
Yes.
So you mentioned that you had kind of this idea of what you were going to talk about when you went to the retreat, and
mm-hmm.
then it all got. Went a different direction.
Yes.
Was that because they talked to you about this, about their idea, or just the way conversation went?
I think just the way the conversation went, mm-hmm. and then just talking with Miss Rockwood, because she probably was like, don't be nervous. I'm like, I sure am. I'm like, what am I about to do? Like, what am I going to tell the senior class?
Yeah.
And she's like, how about if we do more of a sit-down, just talking session? Mm. And I was like, that'd be so much easier. I'm like, that way, in case they have any questions, because, mm-hmm. again, as I started, we talked about the play-by-play of that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the kids in my heart is just like, here we are one day and we see Adam, and then the next they don't ever see him again.
Yeah.
And so that, like, I've been through this journey now for the past 3 years. We're mm-hmm. going on 3 years, and I at least have peace in my heart, and I know, and every day is a blessed day, and we take it one day at a time.
Yeah.
But I also know that his classmates that have seen him since, some of them since they were 3 years old, they've seen him every day, and then they just stop seeing him.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that they probably still had questions, and questions that were unanswered, and they wanted to know more information. So then that kind of helped to give, I felt like it helped to then me give them that peace of mind, being like, hey, this is what happened. Here are the facts. And hopefully whatever questions you guys have, just ask me. And we became like an open book there.
Yeah. What a great way to, was that the first part of the retreat or towards the end?
That was the end.
Mm-hmm.
At the very end. What a great way to kind of wrap up your retreat, to have a little bit of comfort in knowing that your classmate was still, that it was still important. What you guys were planning on doing for him was still pretty important and still resonated. Okay, so Miss Jeanette, can you kind of give us a little bit of how's Adam doing?
So
you said 3 years now down the road.
Yes.
Here, so
December 15th of this year will be 3 years. The accident happened December 15th of 2022. And when I first got the news, when I first saw the accident, because I was the first one there, everything was so negative. He won't make it. This mm-hmm. is never going to, he'll never do this. He'll never do that. But fast forward to today, I've even had doctors now to say he's basically a miracle in himself, that
wow.
they were wrong of what they've said. And we just take it one day at a time. Then that has always been basically my motto. We went from we'll take it a second at a time, to every minute, to every day. And it's just a day by day.
Yeah.
And to this day, he's doing great. When you look at Adam, he really does look like he's just sleeping. And I'll go over there and I'll mess with him. I'm like, son, Sleeping Beauty eventually needs to wake up.
Yeah.
But he's doing really good.
Okay.
him and my mom both, Adam did get the majority of the impact because he got hit from behind on the car, and then he, when they were thrown into oncoming traffic, he took them the hit from the front.
From the front, yeah.
So, but again, like I said, he statistically and medically, he shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
He shouldn't. Yeah. But with God's grace, he is here.
Yeah.
And it's one day at a time, and he is moving so much now, much more than what they ever thought he would.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's
so
wonderful.
It's just a matter of him just waking up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's another one of those great mysteries of life that, you know, God willing, someday we'll all get to heaven and we'll figure out why. And in the meantime, I think we just have to keep focusing on what we're doing here to remember Adam and to keep him in the center of our lives. So the idea kind of got formulated at the retreat. And Miss Rockwood helped y'all talk about kind of some fundraising activities, and how did that work out as you tried to earn some money to a to buy the tree, right? Because that's not free. So talk a little bit about Lily. Talk a little bit about how the fundraising activities started.
Well, first I actually started by crocheting some things.
Okay.
And selling them at a garage sale.
What a wonderful idea.
Didn't raise a whole lot of money there, but we then had dress down days.
Okay.
Where we...
And here at the school.
Here at the school.
Mm-hmm. And what are those dress down days?
Pretty much you get to show your own style, and instead of wearing the usual uniform, you can kind of wear whatever you want, as long as it's not like shorts or open-toed shoes.
Yeah. And so how does that work towards earning money for this Adam's tree?
In order to dress down, you have to pay $5, and that went towards the tree.
Okay. So you'd have a big jar, and everybody gets, if they want to dress down, they got to throw $5 in the jar, and they get permission for the next day, I guess, for them to dress down, right?
Yes.
Is that basically how it works? What other fundraising stuff did y'all do, Wesley?
Well, we also hosted a bake sale for the school.
Okay.
And that raised some good money because we had very generous donations. And then finally, after our dress down day, St. Mary's actually, without even really telling us, hosted two dress down days.
Okay.
So that they could help us raise money for it.
Wow. So how much money did y'all earn? Do you know off the top of your head? That's okay. I'll ask Miss Rockwood. She probably knows.
I know we earned much more than we needed.
Okay. So you were very successful in your fundraising activities, and now did y'all pick out a particular tree? Who went and bought the tree?
Well, at first I went to a nursery and looked at some different trees. And I don't know, I decided on a live oak because it just seemed like a real sturdy tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told Miss Rockwood about it.
Okay.
And kind of gave her like the estimate on the pricing for the tree. And
did you tell your classmates that kind of you'd picked out a tree, or what was their reaction?
I think Miss Rockwood was the one who told the classmates.
Okay. Wesley, what was your kind of reaction to the idea of a live oak?
I thought that it was so fitting because, I mean, it's in the name, right?
Yeah.
Live oak. You know, Adam's, he's still up. He's still going.
Yeah. That's great. And Miss Campion, how did you hear about now the kids have picked out a tree? Did they tell you what they had picked out?
Yeah. So, love Miss Rockwood. She's been, I've been able to be a part of the process just about all the way through. When the kids went to the nursery to go and look at the trees, she let me know, and I got to be there with them. So it took
wonderful.
Some time,
yeah.
And I got to see the tree, and then they got, because they did, they earned well more than their goal that of what they reached. They even got to pick out some flowers to put around the tree.
Okay.
So that was real nice. Like I had to mention to them, Adam has always been a sucker for sunflowers, especially the really, big sunflowers.
Very
so
cool.
I noticed that they had a sunflower out there for him. But yes, just the bright yellow and the tree. When the class picked out the tree, I didn't want to, like I told them, it's like, this is y'all's dream for him. And I wanted them to basically make it theirs as much as possible. Mm-hmm. I have enjoyed just being there along with it for the ride, because at the end of the day, I get to go and visit the tree too.
Sure.
But yes, so this is all just the senior class and our Catholic community. Because I did, when Ms. Rockwood also mentioned, she goes, they had a certain goal that they had to raise, and she had told me, hey, they were doing bake sales and dress down days. Because in my mind, I thought, I'm like, okay, well, I'll give to the cause. Mm-hmm. But we never had to really give to the cause, because between Holy Trinity and St. Mary's, she had let me know too that once St. Mary's caught wind of what they were doing, they had their dress down days, and they fundraised over there. And they definitely exceeded the goal of what they needed. So they were able to get a couple more things for that area, the benches. And so I thought that was pretty amazing. The fact of the sign that's being made, it's being donated by, I forgot the photography, but that one's being donated. And they were able to get benches and all the plants to go around it. So they did good.
So we've gone to the nursery, we've picked out this great tree, we've picked out the additional flowers and Adam's sunflower, and now it's time to put this all into the ground. Did y'all have like a ceremony when you planted the tree, or how did that go about? Lily, how'd y'all do that?
I actually, on the way to play practice, saw the tree being planted.
Okay.
We didn't actually go there as like a group, but there was like a few kids there who got to see the tree planted, and then the next day it was up.
Yeah, so the nursery came and planted the tree for y'all?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. Wesley, were you there when it was planted?
We were starting rehearsal for our show, but right before, I looked out the window and I saw that they were planting the tree.
Yeah.
And I wished I could go out there, but I'm afraid I was not able to.
Yeah. So the tree gets planted. Did y'all plant any of the flowers, or did the nursery plant the flowers as well?
We planted the flowers.
Okay. What was that? Did y'all talk me through that that experience and that process?
After we went and picked out the flowers, Ms. Rockwood gave us some shovels and some gloves, and we went out there and dug it up. And
so y'all made another trip out to the nursery to get the flowers and everything?
I believe this was all the same trip.
It was the same trip.
Okay. So they came and brought everything, planted the tree for you, and then you guys, was it the next day that you went and planted the flowers, or...
Yes.
I believe so.
Yeah. And so what all flowers are out there? Do you know off the top of your head? Besides the sunflower, of course.
We got all kinds of flowers out there.
Neither one of y'all are involved in horticulture, right? So,
no.
Okay. No.
That's okay.
They're pretty flowers. They're just colorful flowers, I guess.
That's great. And you, Jeanette, you mentioned benches. Where did those come from?
With the money that the kids, that the senior class raised, they were able to get three benches out there. So, and Ms. Rockwood had mentioned too that they're going to have the padding as well. So whenever it gets summertime, because they are metal benches, to kind of help out with the winter and with the summer
heat,
and all that good stuff. So, but
until that tree gets much bigger.
Yes.
Did y'all get the benches from the nursery as well? Or where'd y'all get the benches from?
I think it was Home Depot.
Okay. So you went over there and decided you had all this extra money. You were very successful with your fundraising. Let's make a place for folks to sit and visit with Adam's tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So who did the Home Depot then just bring the benches, or did y'all have to put those together, or how'd that work out?
I think they just brought the benches.
Okay. And they put them out there for y'all, or did y'all put them out there?
We put them out.
Okay. So at the end of the whole planting process, and you put these benches out, did y'all have any kind of ceremony after that?
We took some photos after that.
Okay.
So real quick. The ceremony, I have to at least talk with Ms. Rockwood, and we are going to have, she was working on a particular piece that I'm more close to have him come out and bless the tree. So then at a later, we're still figuring out the date, and we're hoping here soon.
So that's something we're going
to
happen
in the future that we're trying to do, to bless the tree and just kind of tie it all together. Sure. So we're still, since we're still in that process, we've at least managed to get the tree there, so that way it doesn't die on us and planted. But now we're just working on the last minute touches as far as having like a blessing and a small ceremony for it.
What a wonderful, wonderful gesture. When I first heard the story, and this was a few months ago, when I first heard the story of you, what you guys were planning, I was kind of blown away that this idea of a way to remember Adam and to keep him in your hearts just kind of blossomed, pun intended, from the hearts of some teenagers. And I think that kind of exemplifies kind of what is the heart of Holy Trinity High School, that it's important for you guys, and it's important for everybody in the whole school and the whole community to keep Adam on our hearts and minds. Any final thoughts from either one of you? Final comments?
I just remember Adam as somebody who was just always smiling and just a very happy, you know, go lucky type person. Mm.
Wonderful. Wesley?
Adam's been a very good friend of mine throughout my entire school lifetime.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when the accident happened, I remember that it was all so surreal. Mm. And so being given this opportunity to remember him in a way that people will have for generations in this tree was just an amazing opportunity that I've been given.
Yeah. Jeanette, any kind of final thoughts from you?
It is, again, now that it's honoring Adam. And now, not just the senior class, but like I mentioned, Adam's been with the Catholic community. We've been with private school since he was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. So the repetitiveness and his teachers, because to this day I have teachers, I have old, you can say, lunch workers, just the staff in general from Holy Trinity, from St. Mary's. We all have a place to go and visit and sit with Adam.
Yeah.
From, like I said, all of our community, Adam impacted everyone in some way, shape, or form. I'm just so honored and so blessed that the senior class thought of this to have that closure for them where they can come and talk with him whenever they need to. Like I said, some people, Adam's had lots of visitors, but I also know that it's hard to see a person like that. So instead of going to see him there, they have a place here to sit and think with him, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where they're at. It's just that thought and the prayer goes such a long way. And that's it's, like I say, it's still amazing for me, because regardless of where anybody's at, I've had people far and near, different states. Hey, Jeanette, we're thinking of you and Adam. Hey, Jeanette, we're sending prayers. Hey, Jeanette. And again, and for me now, it's just to see the impact that Adam's made. I had told the kids at one point, because of this, we were upset to say, why Adam? Why Adam? Mm-hmm. And now I tell them, now we say, why not Adam?
Yeah.
Like I told them, Adam, they know Adam as a kind person. He's always been friendly. He's a great friend. I was like, well, there you go. God wants his best warriors, and whatever that may be. So, yes, why not Adam?
Why not?
Don't look at it as why did this have to happen to Adam, but why not Adam?
Yeah.
And so just having a place to kind of reflect and go back. So that's why I tell them to just keep spreading joy and keep spreading kindness, to say, hey, just like Adam does. Adam was a great friend for me. He never was ugly. I'm like, there you go. Then keep just spreading that positivity.
Yeah, yeah. We were honored to be at the football game a couple of years ago when the then senior class carried Adam's jersey out with them.
Mm-hmm.
and that was an amazing, amazing moment. And I didn't know the story that night, and it wasn't until later that evening and even the days following that I learned more about the story and just again, that's the spirit of it's the Celtic spirit, if you will, right?
Yes.
The spirit of the school that that resonates through everything that this amazing group of students does.
Yes. Yeah. No.
Thank you all very much for coming today and telling this this fantastic story. When we figure out the days, the date for the ceremony, you guys let us know, and because we would love to be involved in any way we can. So
thank you. Yes, no, for sure. It's gonna be exciting.
Yeah, and for our listeners, this is certainly an area where continuing to storm heaven with our prayers is the most important thing that we can do. Know, Jeanette, that we are going to add Adam and your family to our prayer book. We have we have a huge prayer book that grows every day. We also have a couple of orders of religious sisters that that pray for all of our listeners and all of and everybody that supports this network. And so Adam will be getting their prayers as well.
That's amazing. No, yes, the more the merrier. That's for sure. Amen. Yes, amen. We keep on going.
Yeah. Thank you all very much, and God bless. And for all of our listeners, if you missed some or part of this episode, we'll rebroadcast it on Sunday, and it'll be up on our website here in a couple of days or a couple of days after. So you can always pick that up. Go to armorofgodradio.com, click on that schedule tab, and that'll take you to where all of our podcasts, our Hometown Heroes, School Spirit, and What Would Father Say, or all those interviews are stored there. God bless you two and the rest of your class. God bless Adam and Ms. Jeanette Tien and you and the rest of the family as well. And remember, folks, to put on the armor of God.
Amen.